From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. On the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with a goal of progress through unity. But many wonder if the longtime Robert Mugabe ally can bring the change the country craves. Already, the main opposition group says it has not been invited to his inauguration Friday. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's ruling party says prosecuting Robert Mugabe was never part of the plan in his removal. Mugabe and his wife Grace remain in the capital, Harare. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar. The development comes one day after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said violence against the Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Tillerson says those responsible for alleged abuses need to be held accountable, and the U.S. could follow up with targeted sanctions. Washington is upping its rhetoric in part to pressurize Myanmar's leaders into dealing with the crisis, though analysts say it's likely to create more distrust between the two countries and push Myanmar closer to China and Russia.
We haven't seen this type of trauma for a long, long time.
Rights groups have accused Myanmar's military of heinous acts, including killing, mass rape, and arson against the Rohingya. More than 600,000 Muslims have fled Rakhine State, mostly to neighboring Bangladesh. Myanmar's two-year-old government, led by Suu Kyi, has faced heavy international criticism for its response to the crisis. Washington officials say they'll work with Bangladesh and Myanmar to encourage the voluntary repatriation of Rohingya.
For more on this and all of our stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA. Iraqi military officials say government forces launched an operation Thursday to clear the last Islamic State fighters from positions in the desert bordering Syria. In a statement, the military said troops from the Iraqi army and Shiite popular mobilization forces were taking part in the campaign to flush out militants hiding in a large section of borderland. Search and rescue operations continue for three sailors still missing after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday in the western Pacific Ocean. The Navy said the aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa while it was on a routine mission taking passengers and cargo from a U.S. base in Japan to the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. Eight people were rescued about 40 minutes after the crash and are reportedly in good condition. A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least eight people Thursday and wounded 16 others. Officials said the explosion in Jalalabad ripped through a crowd outside the residence of a former district police commander. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. The holiday season officially kicked off in the U.S. Thursday with the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. President Donald Trump celebrated the holiday by reaching out to U.S. troops around the world. VOA's Mil Arcega says Thanksgiving also kicks off the start of the holiday shopping season known as Black Friday.
Retailers estimate close to 164 million Americans, almost 70% of the U.S. population, will go shopping over the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. If those numbers hold up, NationalToday.com, which tracks the commercial implications of various holidays and events around the world, say Black Friday 2017 could be the biggest yet.
Black Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving. There is reaction from around the world to former General Ratko Mladic being found guilty of genocide and other crimes against humanity during the Balkan War in the 90s. Also known as the Butcher of Bosnia, he is sentenced to life in prison by the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more.
The former general led Bosnian-Serbian forces in the four-year siege of Sarajevo. Snipers and heavy artillery pounded the city, killing thousands. Judges also found that Mladic had, in their words, significantly contributed to the massacre at Srebrenica, when over 7,000 Muslim men and boys were murdered. For the victims' relatives, the verdict offered some closure.
France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the alleged sale of African migrants as slaves.
That's the latest world news from VOA.